There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is another hour of What's on Your Mind. Six past the hour on a Monday edition of the program. Telephone numbers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The What's on Your Mind line at 855-200-1776. You can also call us 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails. Or text Todd at 701-226-8503. I'm Scott Hinnon. He's Todd Mitchell. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is our guest in just a moment. Phil and Maury had wanted to weigh in on the discussion from last hour, so we're going to get Phil in here and then one quick programming note. And then we'll get cranking with another hour on the program we call What's on Your Mind, for you to tell us what's on your mind. Phil, go ahead. You get to do that next.
Oh, okay. Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about voting fraud. I think it's a red herring. I mean, you just had a Republican landslide. I mean, the only fraud going on is these politicians lying to you. I mean, every Republican won almost in this last election. I don't see any voting fraud going on.
Well, there's a lot of examples of where the system does not have the best integrity. I mentioned one in North Dakota, and one reason that the legislature changed the system was, you know, if you could go in and say you are who you are and just sign an affidavit. For instance, and there were hundreds of those that were utilized. That doesn't have the most integrity. Now, does that mean that somebody won that didn't win? Maybe not, right? But we also had callers cite Minnesota examples where you had, in cases of, the Al Franken, Norm Coleman race in Minnesota ended up in court, and there were one district where there were more voters, more votes than there were voters. You know, those things happen, so... I think, whatever side you're on in this debate, you ought to just come back to a very simple premise. Does it make sense to require people to have an ID to vote? Does that make sense? We had Margie send a note in saying, I need two IDs to rent a carpet cleaner. I mean, if you need an ID to rent a carpet cleaner, according to her, she needed two, does it not make sense to have an ID to vote? What do you think, Phil?
Well, they give you the people to vote for. Remember, they give you the selection.
You lost me. What?
I'm just saying that they give you the people to vote for. They give you the selection.
Who's they?
The Democrat and Republican Party. I mean, you're gonna have your options again to vote for Clinton or Bush or maybe who knows who's gonna get in there. But they all have looking over them, some billionaire financier. Doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. Just take a look who's behind them.
No, but I asked you a real simple question earlier, Phil. I just said, again, if I need an ID to get a carpet cleaner, should I have to have an ID to vote?
I don't have any problem with that. I don't have a problem with that, but I'm just saying, it's a kind of a red herring considering that every time somebody gets into office, everything goes the other way right away.
All right, maybe that's a debate for a different day, but I appreciate the call, Phil. I'm glad you don't have a problem with that because Hillary Clinton does. De Blasio does. President Obama does. Other people do as well. We are brought to you in part this hour by our friends at Polar Service Center, the largest tank manufacturer in America. They're number one. They also have over 30 Polar Service Centers in the U.S., including Kildare, North Dakota, soon in Williston, and also Billings, Montana. And if you're hauling water, they wanted me to tell you, you'll never get a better deal ever on a Challenger pump than right now. At Polar Service Center, the best prices ever, but in limited supply. They're flying off the shelves. They didn't think that it would last June. So if you need one or a backup, now's a great time to get yourself into a Polar Service Center, Kildare, Highway 22 North, top of the hill. And by the way, if you need a tank wash, mention my name, get $100 off the tank wash at either the Billings location, exit 452 or 455 north side of I-90 in Billings, or the Kildare location. And there's simply a tank part, not... There's simply not a tank part they don't have. They have what you need. And if you need something fixed, they can do that. Tank Wash, too. Polar Service Centers. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, 10 past the hour, and we are lucky enough to have Ron Nestor on us a couple times a month, usually on a Monday, to answer any questions that you have in this audience today about an industry that is a very integral part of the great state of North Dakota, and to the tune of billions and billions of dollars now. I'm forgetting the numbers now. I'm trying to think. It used to be 63,000 jobs, but then it creeps up to 80,000 jobs, and it just is touching many parts of what we do day in and day out. Ron Nestor, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing great today. I'm actually sitting out in front of the state capitol here. There's a news conference at 11 o'clock today with a process that we'll talk about in a few minutes here. But people milling all over. Boy, it's a great June day. Nobody needs a jacket out here today.
A beauty, for sure. That's right. Absolutely. Well, a couple things I wanted to ask you about, and one is certainly some progress in Minnesota, although it's taken a long, long time. The Sandpiper Pipeline has been, received the regulatory approval it needed in North Dakota some time ago and has been stuck in the middle of really just a political process at the hands of environmental activists in Minnesota, but made a step forward after a breakthrough in court, got on the docket for the PUC down in Minnesota and received at least one of the two permits it needs as of Friday. What did you make of that news?
Well, that is certainly big news. And again, there are two. North Dakota's Public Service Commission did its job efficiently and quickly over a year ago. And this process has been held up in Minnesota, which has delayed this pipeline, which would nearly be in place by now. But they need two permits in Minnesota. And the first one was granted on Friday. And you may have seen that there were a lot of protesters out in Minneapolis over the weekend. And it just puzzles me because when you look at this pipeline, it would be it would carry 225,000 barrels a day of Bakken crude oil from Tioga, North Dakota, through Grand Forks, through Clear Book, into Superior, Wisconsin, which then it hits pipelines, which gets it essentially into the Detroit and other eastern markets. But think about this. That would replace 1,700 oil-by-rail cars, tank cars, per day. So the protesters, let's see, they don't like the oil on trains. I'm sure they drove their cars to get to where they were going to protest, but 1,700 cars last a day on rail. That's three full trains headed out of North Dakota one way and three empty trains coming back every day. Just think what that means for freeing up space, for safety. And, we've been sitting in Minnesota watching this thing. If they get their other permit, the company is indicating that they would be able to get this done sometime, maybe in later part of 2017, which is critical. But we've lost a year already. We cannot afford to lose another year on this. But at some point, you can't be against everything. Am I against oil going on rail cars, or am I against it in pipelines? Because they're just going to be against everything. And I don't know, where would we be today without petroleum products? I don't know what you did over the weekend, but we were running every machine that ran gas.
It was finally summer, so a person could get a few engines fired up there and get out on the water. But I'm with you. In lawnmowers and jet skis and cars to get back and forth without question. I often wonder, obviously some of the opposition is the what ifs, right? What if the pipeline leaks? What if it, but obviously a lot of it is just, we don't want fossil fuels. It's like the whole Keystone XL thing. It's just against it because you don't like that fuel source, not that it's being delivered. I think, I think we sort of take for granted how much delivery happens in pipelines. It's almost one of these things. I wonder if we don't need an update on, right now, as we speak, here's what's traveling in pipelines and where it's going from. Just a little 101 up because it's done, and without incident, 99.999% of the time. But, that would maybe take a little wind out of the sail of some of the critics, wouldn't it?
Well, just look at your house. You've got a pipeline bringing in water. You've got a pipeline bringing in natural gas. There's such a spider web of pipelines across this country under everywhere. And yes, do pipeline leaks occur? Yes, they do. But at the end of the day, they're the safest, most reliable process to bring us energy and distribute it widely. We want energy at our convenience. We want it at gasoline stations on corners. We want it everywhere across this country. And that means you have to get it there. And how are we going to get it there? And getting our Bakken crude oil to the east coast of America, think of what that means in displacing crude oil from OPEC and other nations. And we've got an opportunity in the U.S., and if we get the crude oil exports thing done and we can then use American crude oil as a geopolitical tool, just think what that means. But there's an opposition that I just don't get. I guess I like to be, when I want to be warm, I like to be able to turn on my furnace. When I want to go somewhere, I like to be able to get in my car and go. And for some reason, these people think that this is going to happen some other way. And it's just, frankly, between oil, coal, and natural gas, 85% of our daily energy needs across the world are supplied by that. So,
is that the number? 85% are pipeline, you mean?
85% of our energy needs are from oil, coal, or natural gas.
Oh, I got it. Got it. Yeah. More
you want
those resources. Yeah, you want it. How are you going to get it? Good point.
Well,
Levi and McCluskey, James in Alexandria, when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Before the break, Ron mentioned that 85% of our energy is supplied by oil, coal, and natural gas, which is one of the reasons you probably want to find out more about the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future and take their energy quiz, as a matter of fact. Easy to find at SecureEnergyFuture.org. We actually took it live on the air with Kevin Cramer on Wednesday's Talk Radio Town Hall. It was great fun. And then I finished mine, and there's a little gizmo that allows you, once you take it, to send it to your elected leaders and have them take it as well. Actually, I got a reply from George Sinner. All right, so he said he's done. He took his. So there you go. But there's other things there, like finding out what you'll pay. And one example, just if the proposed changes to carbon regulations are impacted, what you pay for electricity will just skyrocket, and you can actually find that out. It'll motivate you to want to, you know, stand up for this power you can depend on, and doing your part to enhance, preserve, and protect the diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity, that are so important for a continued affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota. SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Continuing our conversation, Ron Ness, President and CEO of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, is here to take your questions or comments at 701-258-0550. You can text your questions into Todd, too, at 701. This is for text now, 701-226-0553. Levi in McCluskey, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Ron Ness. Go ahead, Levi.
I guess I was just wondering what the latest recount in North Dakota was. If it rebounded a little bit or where it's at, I'll just hang up and listen.
Thank you, Levi. Good question. Our latest recount is still about 80 to 82 drilling rigs. We were at 186 on December, middle of December, so we've lost roughly 100. It flattened out as we predicted, and not sure what's going to happen going forward here. I guess companies are getting into the summer mode of road restrictions are coming off. Whether we can, whether we'll add a few or drop a few remains to be seen. But certainly, you know, that's a lot of rigs. Companies are seeing their costs come down fairly substantially, though, and I think that's important to try and make this Bakken competitive at $75. And that had to happen at some point. So, and I also I know Scott said some guests on talking about the cost of housing rentals coming down across western North Dakota. So some good indicators there. Certainly some concerns about employment and a lot of people having to find different jobs and those things. I think that number is it's a pretty high number. But fortunately, we've had other activities and going on, like the surge funding bill, which I think helped create a lot of construction jobs and get us through this.
What do you, you know, obviously the trigger that we spent some time talking about did not trigger, the big trigger didn't go in because that fifth month averaged above the 5509 that it would have acquired. The fact that it did not trigger and that the new oil tax, as voted in by the legislature, the reform for the less complicated, more flat tax, comes in January, do you anticipate that will, you know, that will mean some drilling that would have been done, more rigs that would have been stood up in 2015 won't happen until 2016?
Well, that trigger, of course, was about an $80 million a month incentive. And what that incentive, I think, would have done is it would have stimulated companies to complete those wells that have been drilled and not completed, which means there are a lot of crews out there that have been kind of on wait with the various companies like Halliburton, Schlumberger, and all of the companies that do the completions or the hydraulic fracturing of the wells once they're drilled. And I think that's where that would have stimulated a lot of jobs and a lot of activity and brought on some oil. And you know, I doubt that will happen. There's over 900 wells that are sitting out there now, and I think those are generally companies that have their you know, resources in place, and they're gonna not complete these wells at these prices because they would rather wait and see if the price goes up, because it's an expensive process to do that. That may have stimulated them. I get somewhat of a kick out of people saying that, you know, this huge tax reduction is coming, when essence that was 130% reduction on June 1st that didn't happen because the price was too low in May after on the fifth month that would have triggered that lower tax rate. So I think industry was the one that got caught short on that deal a little bit, but that's what the statute said. That's what caused consternation throughout the session, and that won't happen anymore because we're going to know what that tax rate is, and it's going to be higher on a daily average, but everybody's going to know what it is, including the legislators and the policymakers and also the people in the communities that I think have a more reliable rather than waiting for these things which may stimulate activity. This is your rate. You know what it is. Make your plans. Do your business.
James in Alexandria, Minnesota, for Ron Nessel, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Go ahead, James.
Yes. Hi. Being from Minnesota, I obviously use oil and gas and catch my limit of walleye every chance I can get out. So I say burn, baby, burn with coal because it's cheap use and I can afford it. It's affordable use of energy and electricity, and I'd hate to see what the alternative would be. But I think we collectively should find out what is it in Minnesota holds it back, because outside of Hennepin County and Mark Dayton, I don't see what's holding back the pipeline. That would be great, because you go all over Minnesota, and they're conservative Republican people, but who wins and controls what goes on is literally Hennepin County, and that's really sad. But as hard as they work to picket and work against something getting done that would be productive and good for all of us, we should work as hard as they work to find out what is exactly holding it back. The EPA is very broad. Is it the EPA? Is it Mark Dayton? Is it Warren Buffett? I mean, Warren Buffett's making a lot of money. BNSF and Berkshire Hathaway. I mean, if you pipeline this oil, Warren Buffett's losing a lot of money out of his pocket. We need to find what is it, maybe. These are just ideas. But whatever it is, we need to find it out collectively as a people and go after it in a real intelligent way. But as hard as they go aggressive against it, we go aggressive for it. That's just my thought.
James, I think you are spot on. Let's first start with the fact that we all like to use oil and gas. I saw this morning on national news, there was a five-year low in gas prices this summer. So it's the lowest gas prices in 5 years. And we can thank the Bakken for that. We can thank the growth of the technology here in North Dakota that's now being developed across this country, because we've got more supply. And now you get to the question, what's holding up these projects? And I look at the Keystone XL pipeline. We've had a Keystone pipeline running through eastern North Dakota for, I don't know, seven, eight years now. It just moves oil every day. You don't hear about it tipping over on rail cars. Just moves oil every day. And the Keystone XL project got sidelined by who? And your questions are right. Now they're taking that issue into Minnesota and the Sandpiper, because they saw success there. They saw success in Alaska. This is a movement by people that are well-financed. And, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could just turn off the electricity and shut down the gas pumps in Hennepin County and places like that, where you see these people who are just strictly oppositionists. We don't mind people that come with good questions. We want to make companies do it right. We want to make them work with landowners. But when you're just opposing something for the purpose of opposing it, so that's where the policymakers have to have.
Hold that thought, Ron. Hold that thought. We'll finish on the other side of the break, James.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have a full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
How'd you sleep this weekend, by the way? Was it okay?
No?
You got a little kink in the neck? Walking around a little groggy today? I have a solution for you. If you're in front of your computer, go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. If you're driving, call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. And find out more about the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. We have a great deal for our listeners. What's on your mind, listeners? 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow. Savings of 50% off. All you do is call that number, tell them you want the deal, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott. It has a patented interlocking fill. So that simply means it adjusts to you in any sleep position. And our listeners have talked about how much cooler it is. They've talked about how they don't snore anymore, their loved ones don't snore anymore, how easy it is to care for, machine washable and dryable, non-allergenic. 10-year warranty, too, will not go flat. 60-night money-back guarantee, too. MyPillow.com or promo code Scott. All right, more with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council here. James in Alexandria is gone, but you wanted to... Probably just wrap up his comments. Wrap up your comments, rather, in response to James, Ron?
Well, Scott, I've got three other things here maybe to move on to before I gotta jump off here. One is what we're doing here this morning with the Nuvera Energy, which is...
Yeah, I wanted to ask you. Some recycling of drilling bits, right?
This is a drill cutting, which when you drill a well that's 2 miles down and 2 miles out, you can imagine you drill a 4 to 6 inch hole all the way down 6 inches through the first 3,000 feet and then 4 inches down. You get a tremendous amount of drill cutting. Historically, those have been buried on site. And then recently they've been taken to landfills, which is creating kind of a mountain of drill cuttings. In those drill cuttings, you're going through the Bakken Shale. You've got a lot of fluids in there. Nuvera has come up with the help of the Energy Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks has developed a new technology in which they're recycling these drill cuttings. And out of there, they're creating, getting the clays out of the rock. It's basically ground up rock and dirt and the hydrocarbons that are down there. They're taking out the clay. And they're going to use that in Watford City and in McKenzie County to mix with the gravel so you get better gravel, which will bond together and create less dust. And you're also getting out the hydrocarbons, which you can reuse as drilling fluid as you lubricate the wells as you're drilling these out. So think of what we're doing here. We're recycling something which is a waste product for very good uses. And I think it's something that, again, a technology that's being developed right here. There are five other companies that are going through a health department pilot project to other things with these drill cuttings. But this is the type of technology that we're beginning to see come forth. And the fact that we can eliminate these drill cutting pits on landowners' surface and eliminate having to put them into landfills and develop something good out of them. It's a great process. The legislature endorsed this process with a bill this winter is creating a licensing or a process for the health department to use to ensure this is done safely. It's being done on a landfill. It's just a win-win for everybody. It's a great process.
Yeah, their brand, if you will, is environmental sustainability. I was wearing one of their hats ones this weekend, actually, out at the lake, and just happened to notice that in the timely, because this is a neat event. So it'll be fascinating to learn more about the drill cutting recycling technology that Nuvera is going to be using. But that's awesome. Great, great news. All right, I have to ask about a couple of things, including the EPA, after much hand-wringing and consternation and saber-rattling by some of those same folks that are down there in Minnesota protesting a pipeline, claiming all these terrible things about hydraulic fracturing, had to come out and admit, hey, there's no there there. That was significant last week, wasn't it?
That was a very big deal. I believe that hydraulic fracturing, which has been going on in the United States since the 40s, has been demonized because it's something that people can't see. It's kind of one of those things that the activists and the people that are against everything threw against the wall, and it stuck. And it's a fear tactic. And in North Dakota, we've known and we've educated ourselves, and we've all understood that this is a safe process. You're just pushing sand and water and household type chemicals down into that dense tombstone type rock and keeping those sand particles in those microseismic fractures to allow that oil to release that oil and flow into the wellbore. And it's highly pressurized at 2 miles beneath our feet. And for the EPA to come out after essentially a 5-year study and say that, this is a safe practice. Yes, there are risks. There are risks with everything we do in life, including getting in your car every morning or walking down your stairs every morning. But they essentially, we have studied all of this, including a well in North Dakota, and they said this is a safe practice. Yes, it has to be regulated, and North Dakota, I believe, has got the best and the toughest regulations in the country on this. But for them to come out and say this is a good, safe practice, think what that means for our country.
Also wanted to ask you about a story that was in the Bismarck Tribune a week ago Sunday, specifically related to some concerns by some landowners around Watford City. These particular families had a number of pipelines that were on their property and had been very friendly to having them on, and ended up in the middle of a dispute between two companies that resulted in an easement, a lien being put on their land, and they were quite concerned about that, understandably. Two things. One, is this a process that the legislature is going to need to take a look at? Because evidently this has happened on a few other occasions. And second of all, any resolution in that particular case up in Watford City you can tell us about?
Good question, Scott. This is a significant issue. And essentially, what my information is, hopefully today, the company will have this resolved by posting a bond as the pipeline owner. And what happened is there was a dispute between the general contractor and a subcontractor. And the subcontractor did not get paid for their work or according to their wishes, did not get paid to the extent they wanted to be paid. So in North Dakota, you have options as any dispute occurs, you have a mechanics lien or a construction lien. And those are things that are generally done by a subcontractor or a contractor to put a lien on the value of that property. In this isolated situation, a lawyer chose to, typically on a pipeline, you put a pipeline lien or a well lien, which just means that anybody has a vested interest in that lien, in that pipeline, then has this lien out. It has no impact on the landowner, nor should it. It appears to us that this attorney, for reasons to try and pressure the pipeline company to pay this, used the lien, which is rarely ever used in this situation, not intended for this situation, put that lien on the landowner's property, which by all accounts and all the attorneys that we've talked to would not be a meritorious a lien of value. It would not have stand up in court, but they did it anyways. So the pipeline company has posted a bond, which should release that lien and have that taken care of. But I suspect that we're going to need to look at a legislative fix to prohibit these types of liens being placed on the landowner's property, because they have really no nexus to this situation. There's no merit in that regard. We don't think it would stand up in court, but certainly something we don't want to discourage landowners from allowing easements, because that's what we've been talking about. It's either pipelines or trucks. Take your pick. I think this particular one is resolved. Hopefully that subcontractor is not going to choose this option again, because I think industry is very upset about this, and it's something that's outside of the normal legal process, but they chose to take this route. So we've been working on it for about a week, and it will continue, but I think the landowners are going to be satisfied with the outcome later today.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. Good to hear. And, when I talked about this, I said, North Dakota is full of great landowners who have interacted and contracted very well with a lot of folks that are putting in these new pipelines. Sandpiper is a prime example. It's ready to go in North Dakota, right? We're waiting on Minnesota and bureaucracy. But in North Dakota, it's ready to go. There's another one that is right now being, hearings are beginning. People are used to this. And these folks that, say, hey, here's my land. Let's allow you an easement so we can get this pipeline through, are to be commended. And when something comes up that's a bump in the road, we gotta address it. And it's glad to hear this one has been handled correctly that way. Anything else?
Scott, we gotta take care of this. We gotta ensure that the landowners have that confidence that this is not a lien against their property. And I think that's going to happen today and going forward. And if there's something that we need to address additionally, we will have to do that. Scott, I think that, there are so many good things going on out there in terms of pipelines and working with landowners. And the Ombudsman program is up and running. And hopefully you can have somebody from the Department of Agriculture on promoting that, that if landowners have concerns about pipelines and erosion and issues they're not getting resolved, they can now call the Department of Agriculture, have an Ombudsman come out there. Ombudsman is essentially just a liaison that comes out and assists them and says, let's take a look at that. Let's assess the situation and let me help go find the company and get this fixed. And a lot of times it's a communication gap that occurs out there, but that was a significant step by the legislature in creating those positions. And we also have the study that EERC is doing on pipelines and trying to find new technologies to figure out how you prevent every leak possible. So lots of things going on out there. Hoping for another $10 or $15 on that oil price to ensure that we keep these employees out there and keep them working.
And, by the way, we only have a minute left, but I have been reminding folks that it'd be a really good idea to have on your calendar July 14th and July 16th for Alexander, and South Hart and the Cook Fest this year. For folks that have not been to a Cook Fest, tell them what they'll find there.
Well, a Cook Fest is essentially like a state fair. The companies all come, and it's all free, though. They all come and they do a barbecue for the community. They bring their experts on issues, whether it's drilling issues or whether it's surface land issues or whether it's reclamation issues. We have a lot of educational booths, but essentially it's a big community picnic barbecue. The companies compete with some of the most incredible food you're ever going to find off a barbecue grill. And they're great community events, but they serve a very valuable purpose in education. And if you haven't made that trip to Western North Dakota, what a great opportunity. We'll buy you dinner at a Cook Fest. It's a tremendous event. We get huge crowds. I just saw this morning a list of all of the cookers, Scott, and I think we've got about 14 cookers in Alexandria and about a dozen in South Hart. So that's a great time to get out there, go to Medora and spend the day, but we'll provide you dinner.
It'll be a great time. Mark it on your calendar. It's worth the drive out. Plan your July travel around it. And Ron will join us in a couple of weeks again. We'll tell you about the teacher seminar that's coming up in June, a great tradition for the North Dakota Petroleum Council, too. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scotty.
Exciting day at the Capitol today with some new technology from the folks in Navarra. Glad to hear about that. More coming up. Get back to your calls after this on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded.
surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you, from Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop and see them in Valley City. In Castleton, two locations to serve you, up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now. And, of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well. Even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4-for-4 special like I do. That's four items. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items for $4. It's a great deal. Have it once a week at least, and you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Years ago, a gentleman named Hans von Vakovsky wrote a book documenting widespread and persistent voter fraud for years. Unfortunately, I don't have the title of the book at my fingertips, but a perusal of the National Review website, especially if you look for the author, Hans von Vakovsky, would get you the title of that book. So he is wrong. Voter fraud is widespread and ubiquitous in some parts of the country.
All right. Going back to a topic we tackled earlier in the program, thanks for the call. Scott emails, it sounds like an attorney, speaking of liens on property, it sounds like an attorney took it upon himself to file liens on property, which was not the proper course of action. It sounds like the tactics that lawyers use to get their points considered, whether they be the right action or not. I think you should let us know the name of the lawyer, and he should suffer the scorn of your listeners. I did mention the companies when I first heard about this because I was ticked at them. I'm ticked at these two companies in the middle of their dispute are taking it out on the landowners and allowing this, you know, lien to be filed. And to Scott's point, I guess technically a lawyer is the one that's probably doing that. And a lawyer should know better because he's charging these people to file a lien that's never going to get filed and wouldn't stand up anyway. It's worthless. Mostly what I don't like about it is, look, there's a lot of critics of pipelines for reasons other than what they say it's about. I'll just say it's political, right? They hate the energy source, so they take it out on the delivery mechanism. And that to me I'll just be exposed for what it is. But if I'm a landowner who has repeatedly allowed these easements for pipelines to come through my land, and then while one's being built or, you know, shortly thereafter, I'm in the middle of a dispute. I'm literally in the middle of a dispute between these two companies. That's bunk. That's ridiculous. And it doesn't stand up anyway. And that's where the companies deserve scorn, or the lawyers deserve scorn, or whoever's pulling this stuff. And as you heard Ron Ness say, there most likely will be a legislative fix for this. They don't stand up anyway, but the legislative fix would be to say you can't do it. And then you wouldn't have to have at least the concern that's there among the landowners, you know, the what-ifs. So, good idea. Here's another call that came in earlier on the voter fraud question.
Hi, just a comment about the voter fraud topic earlier. Let me see if I can make perfect sense of this. The Republicans just won an absolute historic landslide election. Let's look at this through the clouded eyes of the Democrats. Why wouldn't the Democrats be crying voter fraud with the landslide election? And pushing for voter ID. They should be the ones pushing for it. But they're not, are they? They're against voter ID. Why? Because they realize that the American people are fed up with their agenda, and the only way they can regain their position is by committing voter fraud. So you'll know them by their fruits. Their actions, what's that called when you telegraph a punch? So they're be telegraphing what they plan on doing. They would fraud so they can regain their positions. Otherwise, logically, they would be the ones ID. That's just kind of what I see going on.
All right. Yeah. I at the very beginning of this discussion, raised it in an attempt to understand what they're saying. You know, when you have the President of the United States saying what he's saying, or Hillary Clinton, or, I mean, Mayor, what's his name? De Blasio, a guy that doesn't like cops very much in New York City. So this is a threat to American democracy. Holy buckets. Here's another call on the topic.
Hey, this is Nathaniel. I just wanted to say this deal about Hillary Clinton wanting people not to register to vote. What actually Hillary Clinton said in her speech was that she would like to see automatic registration for voters who are already registered with the DMV to become automatic nationwide. That means each state has to pick up those laws. She's not trying to override state laws, like was said. But in the meantime, the suppression of voters has happened in every state, and there are videos that prove it. There are people actually admitting that the purpose of the laws is voter fraud, to suppress the Democratic vote and to suppress people who do not vote Republican. That's my statement. And you have a nice day.
Yeah, well, I show them to me. Forward those to me, would you? I've not seen anything of the sort. What Hillary Clinton is saying is she knows better than the states. What she's saying is the 10th Amendment is garbage. To shred the Constitution. It's ridiculous. But by what she's saying about what needs to be done to the states and overriding state laws, it's an unprecedented amount of arrogance. And I don't think it's for any other reason than to try and get people to vote that shouldn't vote, I mind. With a lot of callers agreeing, but a lot of different opinions on it, and I welcome. It's a fun discussion today. Very fun, for sure. We're going to talk agriculture tomorrow. Let's try and find out how things are going everywhere. Carl Peterson coming in from Peterson Farm Seeds. Love their story. He'll be hearing our guest from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, too. So lots of ag stuff tomorrow. Didn't get a chance to tell you yet, but I can now. The musical's going. It started up Friday night, the Medora musical, the greatest show in the West. That's right, and this year, the 50th anniversary. Incredible what they have all going. Wholesome family entertainment, some good country and Western and gospel and patriotic music, talented cast of singers and dancers from all across the U.S., live band on stage, horses on stage. Medora.com or call 1-800-MEDORA-1 to get your tickets for the Medora musical, the greatest show in the West. Started on Friday, and they are cranking. I'm counting the days to get out there. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll see you.
If you're a mineral rights owner and want to know what the future holds, then you need to attend the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter for their annual convention June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot. Hear from the biggest names in North Dakota on oil and gas. Hear from the experts on title curative issues, regulatory updates, information on mineral appraisals, and so much more. The biggest names in the industry will be in Minot June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. You do not want to miss this opportunity to join fellow royalty owners in learning the very latest on this booming industry. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557, or go online to naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org. June 25th and 26th in Minot.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.